Welcome to the Relationship Diversity Podcast, where we celebrate, question, and explore all aspects of relationship structure diversity, from soloamory to monogamy to polyamory and everything in between, because every relationship is as unique as you are. We'll bust through societal programming to break open and dissect everything we thought we knew about relationships, to ask the challenging but transformational questions, who am I and what do I really want in my relationships? I'm your guide, Carrie Jarislow, best-selling author, speaker, intuitive, and coach. Join me as we reimagine all that our most intimate relationships can become. Several months after my divorce and into my deep healing work, I didn't recognize myself. This was a great thing. I felt lighter and so free after moving through the darkest parts of me and releasing old programming that no longer served me. With encouragement from my coach, I began to craft a vision of the kind of partner I wanted to call into my life. I spent a lot of time thinking about the man I could see creating this life with. After letting go of all my beliefs of unworthiness, I was able to dream big, knowing that I was worthy of calling this person into my life. Now, I was specific, really specific. My coach introduced this assignment with the direction of writing down 10 or so characteristics of this person, as well as a few that described how we would relate to each other. I came up with a list of about 50 descriptions of this man and our relationship. And then I put it away and I forgot about it. Within a month, I met the man who I would have an 18-month relationship with. He was a lot of that list, but there were some important components that were missing. And I learned so much from that relationship. I learned a new level of direct communication with full transparency, how to have conversations that were hard but necessary. I learned how to love and accept him where previously I would have judged his kind of behavior because it triggered my fears. And I had to learn these skills and lessons to be able to be in a space to attract that dream relationship that I wrote about. This paved the way for another man, my future husband, to come into my life. And he was all of that list. I was amazed. He was my dream come true. That phrase, you're a dream come true. I never thought it was possible before now. A lot of people think that these lines are only uttered in romantic movies. The two people meet serendipitously at a coffee shop. One was on his way to a meeting and just felt the urge to have an iced coffee. It was hot that day, and he wanted to cool off with a shot of caffeinated goodness. She was supposed to meet an old friend who was late once again. They found themselves at the condiment bar and smiled at each other in a strangely familiar way. They started talking, and the rest is, as they say, history. This may sound far-fetched if you've never experienced before, but when you release old limiting beliefs of lack, blame, and anger and embrace new healthy, life-affirming beliefs, the above kind of meeting is not just a crazy dream. It can become your reality. That moment when you least expect it, the relationship you only ever previously dreamed about, effortlessly and easily dances right into your life. I have watched these visions manifest for me and others, seemingly out of nowhere. But I know that they didn't just come into my life out of thin air. They were specifically visualized and called into my life from my intentions. Sometimes it had almost been instantaneously. Sometimes it had taken a month or even several years. Sometimes, just like my post-divorce story, I had to have other experiences that needed to happen first for me to learn a specific lesson before my path crossed with the other person. But there was always, always a roadmap, a prayer, or a vision for what I wanted to create. It was consciously curated with core feelings of adequacy, self-worth, and self-love. this is what I'm going to talk about today, and very fitting as we finish the year and prepare for a new one. I call this empowered visioning. It's empowered because it's a conscious choice to believe that you're worthy of your dream relationship and do whatever work you need to clear wounded beliefs that are in the healthy beliefs way. It's empowered because you're focusing your thoughts on what you want instead of what you don't want. And it's empowering because you feel like you're in the driver's seat, creating the life from your vision. There are a couple of spiritual concepts I like to mention when I talk about visioning, which is really the first step in manifesting. And manifesting is such a hot topic these days. Back in the late 1990s, I remember learning about the idea that I can manifest my reality with my focused thoughts and feelings. This blew my mind because I had never been shown anything like this growing up. I was always shown that life just happens to you and you just have to go along with it. So, okay, let's get back to the concepts. The first one is this. When you vision from a healthy mindset with trust, your manifestations take form. Vibration attracts the same vibration. So healthy, life-affirming beliefs will attract healthy and life-affirming people and experiences. And one thing to point out here is that our manifestations take form regardless of a healthy or unhealthy mindset. Limited beliefs based in fear and blame usually manifest relationships that are not really what you want. Now, can you imagine what you could attract with the following beliefs? I am worthy of love. I am enough. I am loved. I am worthy of being cherished, and I am safe being loved. I know how to love myself and others, and I deserve to be loved. Now, if you're able to now, close your eyes, put your hands on your heart, and listen to these beliefs again as if they're your own. I am worthy of love. I am enough. I'm loved. I am worthy of being cherished. I am safe being loved. I know how to love myself and others. I deserve to be loved. Relationships visioned from these core beliefs bring fulfilling, soul-nourishing experiences into the connection with your partner, partners, or with yourself. Trust is an important part of this process. This is because when you doubt yourself, you bring frustration into your creation. This lower vibration feeling can choke all the moves the universe is doing on your behalf to bring you that which is a vibrational match to your beliefs. Now, another concept related to this is divine timing is real. It's important to trust that the universe, or whatever it is that's bigger than you, is always supporting you, even when it appears differently, and that the best possible scenario will always manifest. This is something I've proven to myself over and over again. Many times I clearly have my vision, but I bring my own expectations into it by thinking it should come to me in a certain way and at a certain time. Again, this chokes the energy from coming in the perfect way. I promise you, from over 20 years of experience, if you surrender to the process, it will always turn out better than you could have ever imagined. And here is where you put your full trust into the universe or whatever it is that you resonate with that's bigger, like God, Goddess, Spirit, Buddha, Krishna, Jesus, whatever it is that is more knowing than you. This trust is essential. With your limited perspective, you never know what needs to happen to prepare you for whatever it is that you think you want. Remember the story about meeting my husband? Divine timing was a big part of that. We had known each other before we came together romantically. We worked for the same company, but in different cities. When he relocated to my city and walked into my office for the first time, there was a cosmic understanding that we reconnected at the perfect time. We were both in the same place emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, our inner radars tuning into each other. Upon our first hug on that day, I knew he was what I had been visioning. Now, I want to lead you through visioning your dream relationship or relationships. This can be done whether you're currently in a relationship, if you're desiring a relationship, or if you want to shift your current relationship structure. This visioning will help you get clear on what you really want right now in this moment. So first, hit the pause button, get a piece of paper and pen ready and have it by your side. Okay, now close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. Ask yourself the following questions. What does my perfect partner look like? What are their dreams and aspirations? How do they communicate? What kinds of things do they like to do? When you start to get some visions and clarity, open your eyes and write what you see. You want to write the statements in the present tense like this. He's somewhere between 5'10" and 6'1" tall, completely attractive and sexy to me. He's funny. Our sense of humors are the same, and he makes me belly laugh all the time. He's successful in his career. He's fulfilled and happy with his work, but it doesn't take up a lot of his time, and he makes plenty of time for us. Something like that. There's no limit to how many things you can write. Next, close your eyes and ask yourself, what does our relationship look and feel like? Include the things you like to do, how you communicate, your goals, and your future together. As you begin to get clarity, open your eyes and write what you see. Again, statements should be in the present tense, like, we love to snuggle on the couch and watch movies. He cooks the most delicious dinners for me and loves to do so. We have similar financial goals and have a great balance between saving and spending. We're adventurous in our lovemaking. He loves to satisfy me and I love to satisfy him. We make up our own rules. He is comfortable designing a relationship that feels in alignment with our beliefs and desires. So keep writing until you feel complete. Now, hold on to the list for at least a week, adding to it whenever you feel inspired. And at the end of the week, write or type it out and put it on your wall or put it in a place that you'll see it. You can also make a vision board, finding different images or words that describe the person in your relationship. Some people love images more than statements. So really key into what is best for you, what works best for you. If you find that you have any trouble seeing or feeling this in its purest, most dreamlike way, there may be some limiting beliefs to look at and release. Pay attention to the resistance. Don't try to steamroll over it. Talk to it. Use acceptance and gratitude and dig deeper to understand what it is and why it's there. You may feel impatient with the delay, but remember that the clearer and freer you are from the limiting beliefs, the clearer your vision and manifestation will be. So take a pause and go back to the previous steps. And remember, it's not about the destination, but about the journey. Once you have your list, do the following meditation that I'm going to lead you through right now, 2 to 3 times a week for about 4 weeks. It could be less if it feels really grounded in your core. So here you go. You're first going to read your list out loud 2 times. Then you're going to close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. Now bring the person into your mind's eye. Remember, this can be actually seeing the person, feeling the person, sensing, smelling, or just knowing this person in your entire being. Watch the list play out behind your closed eyes. And more importantly, put your hands over your heart and feel the person as deeply and specifically as you can. Feel what it feels like to be loved, cherished, and wanted in exactly the way that you wrote. When you feel complete, you see the vision being wrapped up in a gold, sparkly ball. And you give gratitude to the ball by sending what I call golden thank yous. So it's actually the word spelled out, thank you, or it could be like the prayer hands. in that are golden. And you send those words or that image or that feeling right into the ball, making it brighter and brighter. Then send the ball up to the universe or to God or creator or spirit, trusting that the manifestation has been done. As you say the words, thank you, it is done, it is done, it is done. Congratulations, your vision is on its way to manifesting. Now, be willing to step out of the universe's way, letting it come to you in the highest and best way. Open your intuitive senses. Listen to gentle nudges that take you to certain places and trust in the deepest part of you that it is done. If resistance shows up during this process, take the time to again say hello to it, acknowledge it, become its friend instead of resisting it, which will create more resistance in the visioning and manifestation. If this has been a challenging step for you, I'd love to help you get clarity. In March of 2023, I'll be starting a 90-day live course to help you design your dream relationship or relationships. I'll help you clear those beliefs that say, I'm not worthy of this kind of relationship. How could I ever find someone like this? And it's never worked before. Why would it work now? This will be a carefully selected, very small, intimate group where you can feel a sense of connection with safety and care. To be notified when registration opens, connect with me through the link in the show notes. Will 2023 be the year you embrace who you truly are and begin to curate your life from this truth? I hold the vision of you living your most fulfilling life. Until next time. Thank you for listening to the Relationship Diversity Podcast. Want to learn more about relationship diversity? I've got a free guide I'd love to send you. Go to www.relationshipdiversitypodcast.com to get yours sent right to you. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe to the podcast. You being here and participating in the conversation about relationship diversity is what helps us create a space of inclusivity and acceptance together. The more comfortable and normal it is to acknowledge the vast and varied relating we all do, the faster we'll shift to a paradigm of conscious, intentional, and diverse relationships. New episodes are released every Tuesday and Thursday. Stay connected with me through my website, carriejarislow.com, Instagram, and TikTok. Stay curious. Every relationship is as unique as you are. Are you wondering why you never seem to find lasting fulfillment in your relationships? Or do you create the same kinds of relationship experiences over and over again? Can you never seem to find even one person who you want to explore a relationship with? Have you just given up hope altogether? If this sounds like you, my recent book, Why Do They Always Break Up With Me, is the perfect place to start. The foundation of any relationship, whether intimate or not, is the relationship we have with ourselves. In the book, I lead you through 8 clear steps to start or continue your self-exploration journey. You'll learn about the importance of self-acceptance, gratitude, belief shifting, and forgiveness, and given exercises to experience these life-changing concepts. This is the process I use to shift my relationships from continual heartbreak to what they are now, fulfilling, soul-nourishing, compassionate, and loving. It is possible for you. This book can set you on a path to get there. Currently available through Amazon or through the link in the show notes.